Look who's here now.
Hello.
Here he is, the man of the moment, Shoopy.
Yes.
Out here with us.
Oh.
At Scruffy Deppin's.
Meh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stop it. You finally made it. Finally.
Yes, after all these years, you finally get to come out to a remote.
It's kind of neat, isn't it? Remotes, you know, remotes seem fun.
Have you been out to a hardline remote before? Like when you were?
I don't think so.
Never?
No.
Like even when you were a kid?
No, I never went to any events before I started working here.
He was nine.
I don't think I've been allowed in most of the places.
All right, so everybody knows this is your last day before you go off to college. We did get one funny tweet that I said I would steal, and I am, that said that since it's Good Friday, maybe that you're going to leave and 3 days later rise again and come back to the ticket.
Yeah, I'll just come back Monday. Act like nothing happened.
Right.
What resignation letter?
So
that'd be pretty awesome, Shoopy.
What year did you start?
2002.
Okay, so
I'm 2 months away from hitting the 10-year mark, or I was, I guess.
So when was the Houston Super Bowl?
04.
04?
Yeah. I was 18.
18. And I could get arrested for this, I guess. We're at a party at the Houston Super Bowl, and so Groob somehow, you were down there the whole week, or were you down there just for like 3 days?
Because that was when Norm had his back surgery and all that and was working from the house.
Yeah.
And I was going over there every morning, and he said, you know, around Christmas time, he's like, Groobs, my Christmas present to you is you're going to get to go to Super Bowl week with us down in Houston. And then basically I had to just set everything up. Like, I had to make sure and get a ride with Frito. I had to get my own credential because I couldn't get one from you guys from the station. And
how'd you do that?
I know people, Shoopy.
He does know people.
So at the age of 18, that's when you first became an employee of the radio station?
That's when I was able to start getting paid and all that and start running the board. So yeah, 16 when I started interning for Norm.
Now, when you were interning for Norm, now we make fun of this a lot, and you know what? See, what's the Norm phone call to you? Is that labeled something?
Norm calls Groobs.
Norm calls Groobs.
Yeah.
See if you can find that, Jake. What were you doing for Norm?
I was interning for him. It was
What did he have? Because he has interns doing all sorts of things.
Oh, just it was mostly just printing stuff off from the internet, really. Like, it wasn't that tough, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, these days they wipe him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I did a little bit of that, too.
Throw it my butt.
Did you ever have to go to his house? Did you ever have to go to his house and help him with things?
Oh, no.
Not those things. He did have me water his plants and stuff like that a couple times.
What's that a euphemism for?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Groobs. Water my plants.
All right, so when Norm, this was right around that time then when he left the message to you. Okay, so he went in for his big surgery.
Yeah, his back surgery. Got a tumor removed from his spine.
Yeah. And he was in the hospital, hopped up on millions of meds.
Uh-huh.
And here he is. He calls Groobs, who's 18 at the time.
Yeah.
Probably, you got to consider yourself luckier than hell to have the job at the time at 18.
Oh, God, yeah.
You turn right around on the guy who hired you, your entree into this business, and you turn the tape over to Bob and Dan, or us?
I gave it to Mike Turley, who was, you know, producing the Wild Ass Circus at the time.
Yeah.
And because we played...
What'd you give it to him for?
Because I was working the Wild Ass Circus, filling in, and Norm had called me, and he had called Frito, like, the day before, you know, hopped up, too, giving the picks of the poll.
Yeah.
And after we played that, I told Turley, hey, you know, Norm left me a voicemail, too. You know, you want to hear it. He's like, of course. So we go and grab it and played it that night.
All right, so lower our mics when we start this so everybody out there in Radio Land can hear this. Here is Norm calling Groobs back in 04.
Drugged out of his brain.
Hey, Groobs, this is Norm. I don't sound so good right now, but I feel great, Groobs. I'm just real tired right now, that's all. The rest of me is absolutely great, Groobs. I look forward to seeing you and working with you this weekend. We can sort of stuff knocked out. We'll go from there. Appreciate the call Monday night before the surgery. Groobs a lot. We will talk to the lovely family. It's all nice. Bye, Groobs.
What? Okay, so the last half, you can't even understand what he's saying, but my favorite thing is Grooves, I don't sound so good right now, but I feel great.
Yeah.
It's like, I bet you do.
He feels great. Wow.
All right, now, how old were you when you made the pronouncement to me that your goal in life, what you wanted to be, was board op for the hard line?
I was right around 17 or 18.
This
was
one of the most eye-opening things and really moments that I've ever had up there. You were how old?
I want to say I was 17 or 18. It might have been 18 because I vaguely remember it being, I told you that at a road show when I was a freshman, just starting my freshman year of college.
Yes.
And that's when I told you and Hammer that I wanted to run the board for you guys.
I've never known anybody who actually wanted to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet here was Shoopy telling me that that was his goal. This is something he wanted.
See, Shoopy, dreams do come true.
And they do. People do win on the ticket.
That's so right.
At what point, how long did it take? What was the thing that got the ball in motion for you to acquire the job?
I don't know.
That'd obviously be the departure of Justin Neely had to have something to do with it.
Yeah. But, when I started running the board at 18, a year later is when Psycho Dave got fired.
Yeah.
That's when I took over the bad radio part of Noon to 7.
Okay.
Justin Neely took the hard line. 2 years later, he left, and so I got the job at 21.
I can't even remember. I mean, obviously, I remember Justin, because Justin was awesome, but I thought that Justin was doing bad radio, too.
No.
He was just doing us.
No. It was that and then Wild Ass Circus that he was doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember my first interaction with Shoopy was when he was 16 and interning for Norm.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he was in there for bad radio in the control room, and I came in for the hardline shift and sit down, and he is sitting in a chair no less than a foot from me, like right next to me, where the old computer was, Corby.
Yeah.
Like he was right there where he was like seriously 7 or 8 inches from me. And he just sat there for like 5 or 10 minutes, and finally I just kind of turned over and I looked at him and I go, do you actually have business here?
Do you think he was just some kid?
I didn't know who he was. Yeah. He was just some kid sitting there. And he goes, he just kind of looked at me and didn't really say much and just got out and left.
Yeah. I kind of got the vibe that you didn't want me sitting right next to you.
I didn't know what the hell you were doing right there. Yeah. And then I spent the next 10 years sitting next to you.
He's that way with everybody, though.
Oh, I know.
Now, at that party that we were at, was it the media party?
Yeah, the media party.
Did I get you drunk or did I just give you a beer?
Hey, Derek,
you gave him a beer.
You got the ball rolling.
I did?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you end up throwing up that night?
No.
You're that Bloopy just got on the air, Shoopy.
Bloopy? Son of a bitch. But yeah,
you didn't
where
throw
was
up
this
that
at?
Night?
What media party?
It was the Houston media party.
Yeah, it was the Houston Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's the one I got to go to. And yeah, I had two vodka tonics, a Shiner, and some wine. That's what y'all kept handing me. Like,
don't worry, Shoopy. That's what I call
I gave
lunch.
You, a Shiner.
You gave me the Shiner.
I did.
And I think it was Rob Chickering and Donnie Baseball that gave me the vodka tonics.
Okay, good, good. Because like, I didn't get you drunk.
So they got the ball rolling.
Yeah, they're the ones who are liable for your path of destruction soon afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, so there have been so many tremendous moments. We've been playing a lot of them throughout the course of the week, but one that didn't actually mean to be, or it wasn't meant for the air, is probably my favorite moment concerning you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll pause here and we'll come back and continue our discussion with Shoopy and play that magic moment.
Yeah. Give me such a love. You know, Danny can sing the sax solo to Urgent.
What a talent.
It should be a drop.
Boy, it sure is. You want it clean?
No.
That's clean enough.
All right, 6:18. Good afternoon to you all, and thank you for being with us, whether you're by the channel or here at Scruffy Duffy's. We are the Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner. This is the Cobra.
Hello.
Hello.
Put your hands together for him, okay?
Come on. No, I'm not the guest of honor.
Boy, you sure aren't.
No, I'm not. I defer.
We have Danny and Ty, and I believe Doyle King with us back at the mothership today.
Listen to that.
Hell yeah. There's the guest of honor.
Wow. Don't feed his ego.
Are they clapping for me?
Ha, ha, ha.
Where's my crack?
And also Jake Z back at the helm, because out here with us is the real guest of honor, little Shoopy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going over great Shoopy moments. That's what we've been doing at this time for several days this week.
Man, did Kurt Menefee get this much ceremony when he left the ticket?
No.
This is unprecedented.
Well, because he's leaving on his own volition, and he means so incredibly much. I was telling somebody the other day, I think it had been our pal Lindsay over in sales, that, you know, I consider Grooves to be essentially, not only is he a fabric of the station and he means so much to the overall sound of the radio station, he's also, by default, become like the station mascot, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he really is, and I mean that in a compliment. You just... You embody everything about this radio station.
P1 for life.
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. So that's why you've earned this going away party on two different shows, really. So it's, you know, it's gonna be strange. It's gonna be really, really odd when you're leaving. And another thing about you leaving is that nobody has any hard feelings. You know, we're all supportive of you.
And that's been really nice.
Most everybody,
from all you guys,
well,
except
me.
For Danny. And Shoopy.
We don't want you to go, but, you know, dude, I mean, we're your friend first, and we totally understand what you're doing.
I don't.
And when you come crawling back on your hands and knees.
Yeah.
In 6 months.
Yeah he gives us... He gives college 6 months.
See, they're trying to get back in with the ticket, or a Brooks myself.
Yeah.
I just can't take life on the outside.
See there? It's like prison.
He's going to break into the Barley House at 6 in the morning one night, or one morning, and write Groobsy was here.
Yeah.
Just be hanging from a ceiling fan or something.
Just spinning around.
Yeah.
In his Michigan basketball shorts.
Yeah. Well,
and his, wearing one flip-flop.
With his Gary Coleman shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Bling, bling. So there was one moment about 5 years ago that we'll never forget. Was it 5 years?
5 years.
Oh, man.
Where Groobs decided to take up playing the electric guitar. And as everybody knows, Groobs' favorite band was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And matter of fact, you got to talk to an original yesterday.
Yeah,
how was that?
That was awesome. I got to talk to Jack Irons, and I suck at interviews, but that was really, really cool.
Was he cool?
He was amazing.
I heard the first
super nice guy. And
okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Was I off base saying that he had some tie to Dallas?
There's nothing. I haven't been able to find anything.
Okay. Well, so you take up playing the electric guitar, and you wanted to start out by playing lead guitar. Like, you learned some chords here and there.
Yeah, just kind of gravitated to it, just, you know. Loving the Chili Peppers, I just started learning lots of their songs, and obviously that's all lead guitar stuff.
So we convinced you to debut your material at the Barley House. You'd never played in front of a crowd in your life.
The reason it happened was because I had played it on Ticket Stock with Dan doing acoustic Grooves.
Yeah.
Because he was competing with Acoustic Douche.
Yeah.
And so that's when Richard, the owner of the Barley House, I guess... heard about that, and he called me a few days after and said, hey, the Hardline's doing a remote on this day. Would you mind coming out and playing a few songs, you know, some Chili Pepper songs? And I was thinking, okay, that'll be cool. I'll try and get a little band together.
Yeah.
Someone else would sing. We'd have a bass player, drummer, and...
No.
Not so much.
So... Mike and I, did we do a remote there that
yes.
day?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Mike
okay.
introduced him and was S-faced.
Yeah, it like 8. Somewhere between 7 and 8, Mike got destroyed.
Did not.
It's the fart form.
Yeah. Did not.
That's where fart form came
from.
Yes.
So we got famous drops from there. So.
All right, maybe a little bit.
It's okay, Shoopy.
So, and as I remember, there were a lot of people in there by the time you got
people.
Up there to play.
Ridiculous crowd. That didn't help things.
And so you kick things off with Under the Bridge, and it's just Groobs, his electric guitar, an what? Amp. I don't know if it's going through the PA or you brought your own amp.
I brought my own amp.
Okay.
And all we have is the intro of this.
Yes, yeah. We cannot find the full performance anywhere.
Oh, no.
I know.
This is gone forever?
Apparently, no one's been able to recover it.
Can't be gone
man.
Forever.
Anybody out there, please, if you've got this, get it to us.
And I wasn't exactly quick to save that onto my computer.
No, you weren't.
But
it's performance art is what it is.
Yeah. Yes, it's a fart form.
For those who don't know, the Under the Bridge guitar solo to start the song, it's one of the more well-known
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's a melodic, really nice piece of guitar work. Who was their guitar player back then?
John Frusciante.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Grooves gets up there. Now, you had nailed this at your house probably, what?
The couple weeks leading up to it.
Every time.
I was practicing every night. And
you had it down.
Yeah, but then the combination of nerves and drinking.
Drinking, nerves,
and the guitar tune.
And the fact that you didn't buy a tuner.
God, I just could not get it back
it's
in tune.
Beautiful.
It was amazing.
It's so great. It's my favorite thing that we've ever played on the radio.
So here is Groob's first night in the public at the Barley House 5 years ago playing Under the Bridge.
It's a fart form. The fight, you idiot.
God, man, that would not
there
help.
It is.
That is.
Gosh.
Like a little ping.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
It hurts so much.
It's so beautiful.
How about that?
I did that.
You try to do that out there.
Right.
How could you?
I mean, it's
you
impossible.
You think that's easy?
That's
why we say it's performance art.
You could get the best guitar player in the world to try to transcribe that and replicate it, and he couldn't do it.
I swear to God, Eddie Van Halen could not do that.
No.
Damn right.
If you gave him that, he would spend about a half hour laughing, and then he was like, no, just, man, there's no
this.
Way.
Yeah.
And it just, there's so many different moving parts to it.
Ping.
Yeah.
God.
Ping.
And then the boom.
Yeah, open E strings that are hit.
Yeah.
That beautiful piece of music was sponsored.
Oh.
Right, Corby?
Yeah. Okay, here it is. TC just... it's sponsored by what?
P1Lawyer.com.
P1Lawyer.com.
P1Lawyer.com. Shoopy.
TC sends this text. He says, Jack Irons, he replaced Dave Abruzzese in Pearl Jam.
Who has Dallas ties.
Yeah, who is from Garland. That's who I was getting mixed up on.
Okay.
Who, Dave Abruzzese?
Yeah.
I think it's just Z's.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks, TC.
Yeah, thank you, TC. We appreciate that.
Now go find the entirety of that song, TC.
Because he sings on it after that, too.
Yeah, yeah. He did. You sang the whole song.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, once you started singing,
Jesus.
It's tender.
Yeah. You finally just reached over and you retuned your guitar, and it was all
tried
perfect.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Man, but that whole, what was it, 20, 30 minutes?
It was about 20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of gave up, too. I was like, I can't do this.
I'm sitting back there, back right, standing next to Carter. And Carter and I are just kind of turning and looking at each other. And after, like, I don't know, 2 minutes of Under the Bridge, he turns to me and he goes, you know what? This is effing badass. And then Mike walked back to us and he goes, man, I feel like I'm on acid or something.
It's a fart form.
I might as well have been.
Oh, man.
That was a wild night.
Yeah.
That was a fun night. That was a fun night.
Fun was going on, Shoopy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good gosh.
But beyond it all, man, you have been one hell of a fellow employee and the import.
One hell of a pal, one hell of a part of the show.
Yeah. And the importance that you brought
to... And I'm going
to
kill you.
Ah. Yeah. The importance that you brought to the airwaves, man, you can't imagine it. You're the best.
I told him he's going to have to remain on call for all the future board ops that are in here that are trying to find crap.
Yeah, probably so.
So don't turn your phone off.
I mean, especially since nothing made the transfer, so. And, you know, our boy Jake Z, who we welcome in with open arms, he's got some big shoes to fill, but...
He really does.
Yeah, they're huge.
Like, possibly the most popular board op in the history of radio,
yeah.
And I'm not even kidding.
Sure, there's a real long list.
Like, yes. Has Rush ever had a board op that left and meant this big of a deal? It's like Groobs and Baba Booey, or whatever his name is. It Fred Norris?
Fred Norris. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's Fred.
Seriously.
And Groobs.
Yes.
That's Heady Company, the great Fred Norris.
That's right.
And McLovin.
Shut up, Ty.
And McLovin. All right, well, you want to stick around for a concert
calendar? Yes, you
Not
do.
Not really.
Trust me, you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
You need to be on the air the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we're actually doing a concert calendar tonight, huh?
Well, you want to do golf?
No,
we haven't
do
done
it.
Golf yet?
No. No golf. No.
Concert
Shoot.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Please. All right, that is next here on the ticket.
That we are at Scruffy Duffy's. I called you Foxy. Madam, Amanda.
Bottom.
We're at Scruffy Duffy off Legacy and the Tollway. The Tollway is clear. They had a wreck that shut down things around, what was it?
Trinity Mills, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
There's no way to really know.
No. But it's clear, and we're going to be out here celebrating the life and times of Michael Gruber before we put him down throughout the course of the evening. So please come join us. We'll be out here.
Yes, and then we're going to take him out into the parking lot and hit him with a tranquilizer dart and then cut off his head.
It's going to be like a Mice and Men. We're going to ask you to stare at the Inco. Just look at the Inco. Yeah. Look at the Inco. And then wham!
Oh,
we have another celebrity here. Did you see her?
Lil Michelle.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Michelle Rodriguez.
She will be mine.
A DJ of country music.
Yes, our next door neighbor over there on KSCS.
Or something.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, KSCS.
I would visit her every single night after my shift.
Yes.
Such red light behavior.
It's okay. That's all right. I'm going to take over your role as the overhugger.
Well, let's do a nice concert calendar here. Shall we?
Yeah. Let's do it.
And this is brought to you by whom, Jake Z?
RenataTheater.com and Man's Best Friend.
All right.
Hi, Jake.
Oh, tonight at the House of Blues, Shinedown.
Hey.
Danny!
Really?
You remember in our meeting?
The first time that we met?
No. Do you know? I swear, though, like in our meeting like 3 months ago, and I was looking at the Observer, and we were having like a serious conversation, and I was like, hang on. I go, are you going to go to Shinedown?
Shinedown. Well, they're playing tonight.
Here we go. Shinedown.
I don't want to miss this opportunity.
What do they do?
Couldn't tell you.
Man, I think they
Josh
do
Josh Hamilton's walk-up music.
Is
oh,
it,
really?
Is it Christian music?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was butt rock. Like
it is. It's Christian butt rock.
Oh, God.
The best kind.
I love Jesus. He kicks butt. At Billy Bob's.
Oh, and it's Good Friday, too. That makes sense.
Yeah.
At Billy Bob's, Jason Bolan and the Stragglers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At Poor David's, Patrice Pike.
Of little sister, little Patrice.
All grown up.
She is all grown up.
Don't think so.
What do you mean? Don't think
I
so.
I don't think that's the one.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. At the Verizon, Mike Epps.
He's Black Doug from The Hangover.
Yeah. And he was supposed to make an appearance one time at where? The House of Blues. And showed up for 1 minute and left.
Or was that the guy that showed it? Was supposed to be at the Super Bowl. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was
somehow involved with the Super Bowl party.
And Donovan like shook his hand and he turned to Donovan and he goes, yo man, where's the chicken?
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. It was this year.
Yo man, where's the chicken?
And Donovan's like, I don't know.
Why'd you ask Donovan?
Why are you stereotyping me, Mike Epps?
At the Freeman, Holden Stotzlager with the songs of Simon and Garfunkel.
That'll be great.
Is good.
Where's that at?
Next the to 8 Airs on Commerce. Deep Ellum.
Okay.
All right. Saturday at the Granada, Chris Knight.
Who's that?
Kentucky fella. He's good.
Yeah, I get him mixed up with the guy that was like in NSYNC or something. What was the guy we talked to at the Legends baseball game?
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little difference between the two, I'm thinking. At the All Good, the King Bucks.
Meh.
And the Lucky Pierres.
Boring.
That will suck.
So much suckage.
At the Kessler, the Relatives and Bobby Patterson.
Well, that'll actually be good.
At the Barley House, the Shoopy Going Away Party.
See everybody there.
As he tours Dallas for the next 6 months before school starts, drinking himself into oblivion every night.
Now, I want to be part of the first one tonight.
Stop it.
Don't ever stop
you
it.
You stop that now.
At the House of Blues, the Yonder Mountain String Band.
That's a little jammy for you. A little jammy whammy.
It's bluegrass.
At the Tailgate Tavern, Corey Lynn Ross.
Corey.
At Verizon, Daniel Tosh.
What?
Yeah, stand up.
That's Saturday?
I think he's doing Friday and Saturday.
He's got two shows.
Man. You're not going to either one of them?
No, I found out about it too late, and I already planned my parties.
I didn't even know about it. Are you going, Danny?
No.
God, we're all fans of his show and none of us are going. We suck. We're not cool. No. Mm-hmm.
Sunday at the Barley House, Brent Best and Trey Johnson.
See everybody there. Wow.
As Droobs goes out yet again to celebrate his going away party.
Yep.
Right?
I am milking this for Barley. Everything it's worth. I don't blame you.
Monday at the Prophet Bar, the Black Dahlia Murder.
Cat.
Yeah.
That's a cat band. Matter of fact, he'll probably be there.
Well, and he'll have to take Tuesday off.
Yeah.
Tuesday at Bass Hall, Nelson.
No way.
And you know what they're doing? They're doing the songs of their father, Rick.
Boy, they've given up.
Yes.
Remember their dumb haircuts back in the 90s?
He was very underrated.
His dad, the daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear those stooges singing his stuff.
No.
They're awful.
How are they still friends?
They're twins. And Gunner singing Garden Party?
Yeah. I know they're twins, but... Oh, forget it.
Are there any twins who hate each other?
The Sorois.
Frito and his twin.
Yeah, the Frito brothers.
They don't hate each other, do they?
The hell they don't.
Frito and Frodo?
Yes. Yeah. Hate each
Frito
other.
Frito and Cheeto?
I think it's Tito.
Oh.
Frito and Cheeto. Why did we not use that more often when he was here?
I don't know. He didn't ask me.
Yep.
At the Palladium, the Hold Steady.
TC. That is so TC.
It is.
Yes.
Let's not talk about him.
Okay.
Is there something of theirs I would know?
It's unlikely.
No, I think I've got something of theirs.
It's kind of Brucey.
They are?
Yeah.
Kinda.
They're kind of what?
It's real Brucey. Blue. It's real blue-collar rock, and the guy yells at you a lot.
I'm going to go to work today. I just got a new Crescent Ranch.
Oh, my God.
At the House of Blues. I'm on Medicaid. Steel Panther.
Sex Panther.
Romo.
Tony. Boy, that's Tony's favorite band.
That is.
Thursday at the Kessler, Alejandro Escovedo and Doug Burr.
Danny.
I'll be playing with Doug that night on the bass.
Oh, look at me.
Yes.
Sorry, I even mentioned it.
Can't wait.
At the Granada, Spoon.
Spoon.
Spoo.
Spoon, really?
Spoon.
Spoon.
Yeah.
That's what I said, Spoon.
Yeah, Spoon.
I don't mind Spoon too terribly much.
What do they do?
You wouldn't know anything.
Anything I would know?
Mm-hmm.
No. They're kind of a indie Austin outfit.
I find them to be extremely boring.
They had a couple of...
People love them. I don't get it. It's over my,
radio,
over my head.
It's not over your head. They had a couple of radio hits, though. They were on SNL, weren't they? They did SNL last year.
Did they?
Yes, they
did. No, they didn't.
What kind of people love them?
Obviously smart people.
Girls.
If it's over Danny's head.
Girls like them.
At Trees, Dick Dale.
Really? Are you going to go?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love
him.
Dick Dale. Remember that day we met?
You were wearing your Dick Dale t-shirt?
Uh-huh. You handed me a guitar and you said, learn every Dick Dale song and then we'll work together. Remember?
You didn't follow through, Corby.
Yeah, clearly that advice didn't go very far. And at the Reconsider Lounge, an REM tribute comprised of Board Ops, I Am Gruber Man.
That's silly.
A Rick Derringer tribute comprised of diminutive technical directors, Hang On Shoopy. And a Pepper Theft tribute comprised of porn stars, Mommy's Got Grooves.
That was awesome.
Just for you, little buddy.
Thank you, Danny.
Just for you.
Thank you for being my black friend. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Mr. Michael Gruber.
Yay! Yay.
We're all black friends.